This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Okay, yeah, we have, I think, somebody going rogue. And I think the ladies in the house need to kind of round up the other ladies. And I think some ladies need to talking to. Okay? When I hear that somebody cries sexism, yeah, you know, a lot of us women, you know, we group together and, you know, hey, we're like, hey, you know, what happened? Oh, no, he didn't. But then when I hear, whoa, that wasn't sexism, I'm like, okay, whoa. Okay, you can't play the sexism card because you're going to then screw up the decades of progress we women have been making. And when I heard of this one case, this really kind of blew my mind. And I'm sorry, I know this reporter is going to be mad at me because I'm a fellow reporter too. I don't want to, you know, go after another journalist. But once you use the S word and you claim that somebody's being sexist, you better be 1,000% sure, because if you're wielding it just to get some attention, you have now put women back decades. So I'm not sure if you guys kind of are up on this one story. There's a gubernatorial candidate in Mississippi, state senator or state representative Robert Foster. So apparently there's a newspaper outlet, and they were assigning a reporter to every gubernatorial candidate. And so this female reporter wanted to accompany State Senator Robert Foster. And in a nutshell, he's like, that's fine, but not by yourself. There needs to be another reporter with you. My man. Okay? Now, when I first heard this, I'm like, okay, he's being smart. He's not being in a room alone or hours on the trail. Apparently, they're going to spend a lot of time in his truck. And, you know, you're not going to be in a position where somebody can cry sexual assault, sexual harassment. So if you see that you are going to be in a precarious position where somebody could accuse you of assault, then, yeah, protect yourself. Okay? Make sure there's a witness. And you really can't choose your own witness, because somebody could say, no, you and your buddy, you know, what's the word for it when you're, colluding. So bring your own buddy. So in light of everything going with the Me Too movement, I don't blame him at all. I think it's a very, very smart move. Now, he said that wasn't his excuse. His excuse was, well, I'm married, and I told my wife I'm not going to spend any, you know, time alone with another woman without her present. So, this is something that I promised my marriage. But I mean, to me, he's being very, very smart in light of, you know, with all the accusations that are out there, many of them true, many of them false. You want to make sure you're protected. And good for him. We women should actually kind of applaud that, because we're tired of being assaulted and harassed and all that. And so somebody's saying, look, I don't want you in a position where you feel you're going to be harassed. Make sure there's somebody else with you, a witness. All right. Then I know that I'm going to have a great, you know, working segment. I'm going to have a great, shift. I don't have to worry about other stuff. I get to bring my own peeps. I would think that's complimentary. Instead, the reporter said it was sexism. That a male reporter would have not had the same restrictions as she, because she's female. Okay, no. Okay, yeah, maybe by definition, she could call that sexism, but whoa. Okay, guys. All right. We got to poop or get off the pot. You can't have men pushed up against a corner, up against a wall, saying they're not allowed to be alone with you, they're not allowed to look at you, they're not allowed to make jokes around you, because if not, we are going to ruin their lives for, you know, if they say anything inappropriate or do anything appropriate. But then when a guy is trying to do his campaign free from any sort of that allegation ever happening, we then beat him up and criticize him for being sexist. I mean, in medicine, I talked about this the other day. In medicine, it's very common for a male doctor, when he does a pap smear, to bring a nurse into the room, okay, if there's going to be a female. If it's a female patient, then he's a male. That's what we do. Yet if it's a male patient, he doesn't bring a female nurse into the room. Is that sexism? No. Okay, I mean, you know, if a doctor's going to be accused of sexual assault, you want to have somebody in the room as protection. So, you know, we need to be careful, because what starts happening is we're starting to see a world that's kind of decades old, where men aren't going to want to be in the same room with a woman. They aren't going to want to work with women. I mean, I kind of don't blame a lot of guys. If they're like, I don't want my life ruined. Now, mind you, there are jerks out there. Trust me. I've been harassed. I've been assaulted. I mean, a lot of us have, unfortunately, dealt with a lot of BS. And so, thank God, there's now, you know, pathways, and there's you know, ways for us to be protected, and, you know, hopefully, you know, chains of command we could go to get these protections. Okay, you know, that's fine, and that's what they're there for. But if somebody's going to abuse that, right, you know, to say, well, you know, I'm mad that I have to have a man with me because a male candidate doesn't want to be alone with me. Okay, what do you expect? I mean, if you're a journalist, then you should understand the landscape the average man has to work in, and it is a lamb. I mean, it's minefield right now. And, you know, cut these guys some slack. What do you want? And I mark my words, we are going to, within the next decade, see companies where the men are going to be like, let us just be in the men's room and women have a women's working room. This way, nobody could say, I accidentally hit their boob, I accidentally touched a butt, I accidentally heard a joke, I burped or whatever. And you know, and so do we really want that, where men work separately than women like it happened in the olden days? No, I like working with men. So if it's sexism, yeah, you call it. But if it's not, don't be playing the card. We women won't tolerate that. 1-877, Dr. Allen, don't go away. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So people are kind of worried about the government running out of cash. And this is pretty significant as we are hearing the Democrats, you know, propose forgiving student debt, college debt, free college for all, Medicare for all. And as a doctor, I do not want false promises. I don't want unrealistic promises being made when we have people's health at stake. Because look at what happened with Obamacare. So I know some of you guys are fans, and maybe, you know, a few good things came out of it, like, you know, preventing, insurance companies from, preventing pre-existing conditions to be allowed to be, you know, covered and things like that. Again, I get that. But for the most part, we came up with a system that really didn't make sense. And economists knew that. And when you do that, when you come up with something that doesn't make sense, you're messing with people's lives. You're messing with people's jobs. You're messing with the economy, which I truly believe the Affordable Care Act did. When somebody went from having a $500 deductible to a $12,000 deductible, that did not help their health. When somebody's brand name medication that was helping their medical condition wasn't covered anymore, and they had to go to generic and then had to go on 4 or 5 different medications to do what the one fancier medication did, again, doesn't help. Now people say, well, you know, for the good of the country, was it good? Are we better off with healthcare than we were pre-ACA? I'm not convinced. Well, now we're being told that the Treasury Secretary sent a letter to Nancy Pelosi formally warning that the government would have to stop paying its debts by early September. Defaulting on debts may be our future. Mnuchin is in talks with Pelosi right now to raise the debt ceiling of $22 trillion so he could borrow more money to pay debts with regular government spending. We're being told by Daily Mail that Pelosi says she wants to do a deal and wants to raise the borrowing limit and set spending levels for the coming budget year. I am dying to see what the spending levels are going to be. So, you know, they say this could be, you know, dire for the Trump administration, but it might actually be the Hail Mary they needed because the Democrats are running on, you know, free, 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 free. So we lost our AAA debt rating in 2011. Federal government usually runs on a budget deficit and has no choice but to borrow to finance government operations for salaries, retirement benefits, social spending. The Treasury previously said it could hold out until late summer, but the latest letter adds more urgency. It has also suspended issuing new debt, halted investments by government pension funds. Now, if you guys remember, Detroit go bankrupt or didn't? We had, I think, certain cities. I don't know if Oakland, I forget. Remember a few years back, some cities just went bankrupt. People moved. Their pensions weren't going to get paid. I mean, if there's no money, there's no money. That's not fair to the American people. Really not fair. I mean, you know, you've been paying your taxes. You've been paying your taxes ever since you've been working, since you were 16. It should be there for you in the form of Social Security, Medicare, your pension, whatever you're due. When it's not, you get ticked. Bernie Sanders is proposing forgiving the student debt of 45 million Americans. That could give him 45 million votes. Great strategy. Great strategy. He also wants 2- and 4-year public colleges and universities tuition and debt-free. So how much is that going to cost? Now, he claims he's going to erase the $1.6 trillion outstanding student loan tab, intensifying the higher education policy debate in the 2020 campaign, and it's called the College for All Act. It'll release all 45 million Americans from their student loan debt and be paid for with a new tax on Wall Street transactions. Is there enough money? The proposal goes further than fellow Democratic candidate Elizabeth Warren's plan, which caps student debt forgiveness at $50,000 and offers no relief to borrowers who earn more than $250,000. Now, again, if I was running for office and I needed votes, I don't like to give false promises. Not that I think Bernie Sanders really does plan on doing that. The one thing I have to credit Bernie Sanders with is, he's got some cojones. I think he would make it happen, come hook or crook. But the problem with that is that's a little scary. There's no money. And somebody going to college has probably a little better chance of having a job that actually pays taxes than somebody who doesn't. And so making college free, I think that kind of lessens the value of the college degree, which is going to make it harder to get a job. And then, two, when you don't have any skin in the game, you know, I mean, are you really going to bust your butt? Are you going to, if college is free, you know, are you going to try to pass? Are you going to, medical school. Medical school is expensive. You don't want to fail medical school. You don't want to take 10 years to go through medical school. So you're going to bust your butt and you're going to crank it out. Some people can't make it, but for the most part, most, you know, they can. And we need you to see if you could work under that stress because you're supposed to be a doctor later. You need to work under stress. That's, oh, don't worry about it. Vote for me. You don't have to pay. Well, then, who's putting money into the system? They say outstanding education debt in the U.S. has eclipsed credit card and auto debt. Today, the average college graduate leaves school $30,000 in the red, up from $10,000 in the 90s, and 28% of student loan borrowers are in delinquency or default. So Bernie Sanders wants to make 2- and 4-year public colleges and universities tuition and debt-free. So then who's going to pay the university and the public? Who's going to pay to keep them running? Oh, the government will do that. I don't see how that's going to work. Some of these college professors are making bucks. The reason why fees keep going up for these students is these colleges and universities and public schools are still expensive. And, you know, the thing that kills me also is, I mean, like in my neck of the woods, we're having a major budget issue with our public school education. If we can barely pay and keep solvent our grade school, kindergarten, middle school, high schools running, how the hell are you going to convince me you're going to, you know, have colleges operate properly? So that's a problem. It's a nice thing to promise. So in California, they, really quickly here, how they would pay for it, the $2.2 trillion plan would be a new tax on all financial transactions, 0.5% on stocks, 0.1% on bonds, and then that levy would raise up to $2.4 trillion over the next decade, he says. I think he's being very overly optimistic. Critics say their plan is way too expensive. And they say most borrowers are capable of repaying their student loans. See, here's my thing. If you're going to, right, you know, if you're going to, you know, promise to give relief to the American people, what about those, you know, who can't pay for child care? What about those who have, have kids with cancer? I mean, you know, I love college students, and I want to do as much as possible for college students. But they're not our most vulnerable population. You know? So if we run out of money, what does that mean for you or I? Well, in the first segment, or the first hour, you know, we talked about saving money. You got to start saving money now. You need to have some money. I think a lot of us are overspending, spending on a lot of things, and, you know, there's things we could do that are a hell of a lot cheaper. Not eating out, not drinking alcohol in a restaurant, because that's really expensive. You know, getting better gas mileage, Ubering when you can to save money on parking fees and gas and things like that. Downsizing your house. If you do not need to be in a 3-bedroom house, downsize to a 2-bedroom, downsize to an apartment. I mean, I understand if you want to own something, I get that. You know, if you don't need 2 or 3 vehicles, downsize. But, you know, it's kind of scary because I seriously believe that we are obviously going to have, you know, it always goes Democrat, Republican, whatever. So we are going to have a Democrat in office. And my fear is that Democrat is going to be promising the world when it comes to funds. And it's going to be a crappy system and we're going to have issues. And, I mean, we usually see the economy do better during Republican presidencies. Whether you're right or left, if you look at the history, I mean, you know, the Bush years were fantastic from an economy standpoint. We're seeing that with the Trump. So if we think we're going to have an issue with our economy, start saving now. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Anti-ICE protesters reportedly tore down an American flag outside a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility and replaced it with a flag of Mexico, and also removed a Blue Lives Matter flag honoring law enforcement, spray painting it with the words Abolish ICE, then raising the flag upside down on a pole next to the Mexican flag. After touring detention facilities on the Texas-Mexico border, Vice President Mike Pence talked about the impending ICE immigration raids this weekend.
The upcoming efforts are going to focus exclusively on individuals who have been fully adjudicated and ordered by a judge to be deported.
ICE raids will be conducted in at least 9 cities. Barry strengthened to a Category 1 hurricane this morning before it reached the Louisiana shore with sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. It's been creeping along at just under 6 miles per hour and could drop up to 22 inches of rain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. All right, syphilis cases are on the rise. We've been talking about syphilis cases rising in the U.S. and making headlines is a big one coming out of Europe. They say cases of syphilis in Europe now have hit an all-time high. They say it peaked in 2017. Same thing with us in the U.S. Most of our surveillance on that has been up to 2017. We don't really have a lot of 2018 data on that from the CDC. But in Europe, they're saying it peaked in 2017 with 33,000 cases of syphilis. We're talking syphilis. It's deadly. And that's across 28 countries across the continent. It's an increase of more than 13,000 from the 19,000 confirmed cases in 2007. They say some countries have seen more new cases of the, quote, Victorian disease than HIV. Syphilis is surpassing HIV in some countries. So that's why you're seeing headlines that syphilis is soaring. It is an STD. You could also catch it from blood transmission and transfusions, which is why whenever you get tested for a needle stick or for a for STDs, please make sure they put syphilis on there. So what are they blaming? Well, they're blaming risky male sex, dating apps, and the rise of chem sex. You guys know what chem sex is? That's sex while high on drugs. Isn't sex euphoric enough? Why would you, I don't understand that. I mean, you could do drugs and have euphoria. You could have sex and do euphoria. You'd think that if you did drugs while having sex, you would, then not remember either. Wouldn't you like the memory of some good sex? And apparently, chem sex is a big thing. I think somebody recently died in California. I believe a journalist or a TV anchor. And they said they believe it was he was doing rocks type of drug during sex. They think chem sex puts people at risk because they won't wear a condom. Experts also blaming dating apps, leading to more people having casual sex. What's interesting, though, is wasn't there a study a couple months ago saying a lot of the millennials are not having as much sex? Right? They're kind of cutting back. So the report was put together by the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control in Stockholm, led by Dr. Andrew Amato-Gauci, head of the HIV, STI, and Hepatitis Program. And they think people are having sex without condoms, having multiple sex partners, and a lot of people are less fearful of HIV. He says there's a reduced fear of acquiring HIV. And I see that. I see people are not as afraid of HIV as they were. Well, remember, it used to be a death sentence. Now we have treatments for it. And we also have, people do take Truvada, which I think is it's groundbreaking. It was so instrumental, I believe, in curbing new HIV cases. However, Truvada could give a false sense of security if you have a resistant strain. And again, it's not 100%. So syphilis is some serious stuff. So syphilis, it's a treponema, or it's a bacteria, right? And you can get it through vaginal, oral, anal sex. Infected women can also pass it to their babies. Syphilis could cause miscarriages, stillbirths. There's a variety of symptoms. Like you can get these small painless sores or ulcers around the penis, vagina, anus, mouth even. So people will get this sore, but they're like, but it doesn't hurt, so I don't know what it is. That could sometimes be the first sign of syphilis, primary syphilis. Then secondary syphilis, you might start feeling blotches or seeing rashes on the palms or soles of your feet. You could also get white patches in the mouth. You could get fatigue, joint pain, swollen lymph nodes. Syphilis could become latent. And then it could go into tertiary syphilis or neurosyphilis, where it starts to affect the brain. It can even lead to death. So luckily, penicillin and antibiotics can help treat it. But you got to catch it early. And you got to be pretty diligent. Now they say gay men, men having sex with men, have been having risky sex have been increasing cases. However, 23% of the cases did affect straight men. 15% were in women. So this idea that the STDs are because of homosexual sex is not always the case. HIV, the most common population that's being affected by HIV are heterosexual women. So, risky sex practices, assault, drugs are also perpetuating the spread of the disease. Now, where we need to talk are the married couples that think they're both monogamous. Doing telemedicine, I have people call all the time, and they describe things that sound like an STD. And I go, have you had any unprotected sex? They go, well, yeah, of course, but with my, spouse. And I go, okay, well, you still need to get checked because that vaginal discharge, that sore could be something. Oh, and no, you didn't hear me. I'm married. I know you're married, and I know you may be monogamous, but your spouse may not. And so it's a very, very difficult conversation to have as a clinician when you're trying to tell a happily married, you know, spouse that they might need STD testing. So I have to be very, very careful. Usually what I do is I say, look, you know, a lot of different things could cause the discharge of the lesions on your penis or, you know, the lesions on the vagina. All right, I'm going to, you know, run some tests, but I'm going to be comprehensive and I am going to, you know, include everything. You know, just in case you picked it up somewhere or had something, you know, years prior to meeting your spouse. Well, I don't want to be charged for STD testing. Then I have to be pretty frank. And that's when I say, look, you know, it might not be, but right now there's not a lot of other conditions this could be in the differential than chlamydia or gonorrhea. I'm not saying somebody cheated, but if you want me to treat you for this, I need to know what it is and I need to run the test. Hopefully you prove me wrong. Hopefully the test comes out negative. I'm hoping the test comes out negative, but I have to run it. You know, doctors get criticized for running tests, and I can't tell you how many times people would say, I don't need the test, and I was right. So I had a couple women, different women at different times of my practice, who were homosexual, claimed they did not have sex with men, but they had, you know, conditions that made me need, you know, prompted me to want to run a pregnancy test. And I go, I don't want you to run a pregnancy test. I told you I'm a lesbian. I don't, you know, have sex with men. So I would say, look, you know, I know, I believe you, that's fine, but you're having pelvic pain or you're having an, you know, you're missing your periods. If I'm going to be sending you to the specialist, and this, which is true, they're going to want that on, it's a part of the panel. I have to run the panel that has, you know, that, you know, okay, fine, fine, fine. And lo and behold, they're pregnant. And then I go back and I say, you know, did you at all? Well, you know, yeah, there was that one. I completely forgot about that. So, you know, I tell medical professionals and, you know, I tell medical students, you know, you have to abide by the patient's wishes. If they don't want a test run, they don't want a test run. But you also have a license to protect and you have their health to protect. And so if you don't want to say, well, I think your spouse is cheating or I think, you know, you might not be telling me the whole story or you don't want this going into the electronic record, then suggest that you want to run the panel, you know, a full physical. And that part is included. Now, what's also interesting is I can't tell you how many times somebody would have, you know, somebody that looked like an STD, happily married, and I'm like, you know, look, or they'd be there for a physical, and they'd be afraid to ask to put STDs like syphilis or whatever on the panel. And I have taught students to offer it anyway, even if they're there for a physical. Look, I know we're, you know, you're here for your cholesterol and your blood sugar. Would you like an STD panel just to make sure, you know, nothing, you know, hid all these years? Yes, please, please put that on there. So, you know, not all couples, you know, are monogamous. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hate when we get the most obese states in America survey or poll or study, but we need to talk about it. So the South, again, seems to lead the pack in an analysis of data from the CDC. West Virginia this time won with an adult obesity rate of 38%. They have the highest rates of diabetes, hypertension, and obesity-related cancers. West Virginia. Then it was followed closely by Mississippi, Oklahoma, Iowa, and Alabama. Colorado led the pack as the state with the least amount of adult obesity. But get this, their rate was still 23%. So almost a quarter of Coloradans are obese. That's not healthy, but they came out the best. Rounded out the top five was District of Columbia, Hawaii, California, and Utah. They said Kentucky found to be the state with the most couch potatoes. They say nearly 35% of adults reported performing zero exercise. That was almost double the amount in Washington, the state where adults work out the most. So the top 10 most obese states to review is West Virginia, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Iowa, Alabama, Louisiana, Arkansas, Kentucky, Alaska, and South Carolina. And I don't know if I could blame Alaska, because if it's really cold and it gets dark, you know, unless you're kind of working out inside your house or have it like a gym or whatever, it's hard to get to the gym. So that could be kind of tricky. So I give Alaska a pass. The 10 least obese states were Colorado, District of Columbia, Hawaii, California, Utah, Montana, New York, Massachusetts, Nevada, and Connecticut. So a little bit more of the outskirts and maybe north mountains versus the south, definitely getting hit hard. And West Virginia also had the nation's highest drug overdose death rate back in 2015, was named in Wallet Hub study as the least happy state in America. Mississippi usually has the lowest life expectancy in the U.S. Hopefully we're changing that with telemedicine, you know, and people at least getting access. But, you know, people blame the food. Well, you know, the South, they have good food. There's good food everywhere, people. I mean, I don't know if we keep bringing up, well, in the South, you know, there's a lot of, you know, frying, and you got, you know, fried pickles and fried Twinkies and fried chicken, and so they eat a lot of fried foods, so it could be that. Well, the problem I have with that is we've been saying that for decades, and the South still has the highest obesity rate, and we've had great, you know, educational campaigns teaching people about, you know, avoiding saturated fats and, you know. So, is it something else? Is it humidity? Is it that they have the stress of hurricanes? Is it mosquitoes? Is it lack of doctors, lack of medical access? Is it income? How do they rate on income? Is it that they don't have as many large cities? They have more small towns. Small towns have less, you know, maybe funds going to bike lanes and, you know, parks and means to exercise. I mean, when it's hot and muggy, people may not want to go outside. You know, because they, now, I have to admit, I was in Europe, and I found it very interesting. Overall, the French people, and we were in a lot of small towns, Calais, Lille, driving throughout the countryside, you know, because we rented a car. It actually saved money, believe it or not. You know, rather than taking trains and flying everywhere, we drove around most of Europe. And I found that in France, people seem to be skinnier than Germany. But I also found the meals in Germany to be heavier. So there is something to that. So in France, you know, they had a lot of you know, a lot of the dishes. You know, they were big on sandwiches, they have great sandwiches and, you know, things like that. And, you know, maybe some cheese and fruit and things like that. And we could eat a lot less and be full. We go to Germany, and I loved Germany. I thought Germany was fantastic. I'm, you know, part German, so, you know, a lot of my roots. But you have the fried Wiener Schnitzel, and you have the beer, and you have the, oh, I forget what it's called. It's cheese and butter noodles. Blah, I forget what it's called. Oh, my gosh, it was delicious. There was sausages. There was meatloaf. Well, those things are pretty, you know, they're a lot more, you know, caloric. And so I noticed that overall, Germans seemed heavier than French. Same thing with Britain. So I found that kind of fascinating. Even though, you know, Britain has their share of obesity issues, et cetera. But, you know, so, you know, if it is that, you know, the average restaurant serves these things, yeah, that are more fattening, well, then, yeah, maybe things need to be fixed up. But I just think it's a lot more than just the diet. And I wonder if there might be something to the whole idea of humidity and heat and things like that. All right, Amazon Prime Day, I guess. We're getting some expert advice from Fox Business saying there are things to avoid during Amazon Prime Day. So Amazon Prime Day is slated for Monday or Tuesday. They're supposed to be tons of deals, and a lot of impulse shopping happens. And so experts are saying there are some items and deals you want to avoid. So, for example, televisions. They say a 2019 model television may be on sale, but consider choosing a TV set from 2018. You might get a better deal. They say the best deals for televisions are usually offered on Black Friday. I don't know if I can agree with that because I've seen Black Friday prices go up. I look at the prices the week before, then I look at what happens, you know, right after Thanksgiving, and I'm like, no, they're screwing you. So I'd still be careful of Black Friday. They say items from a third-party seller, you got to be careful. They say lightning deals offered on Prime Day are from third-party sellers, but consumers should be wary because some may boost an item's price to take advantage of the shopping event. And so check the prices with a tool to see there's like something called the tracker or anything you think you want to buy. Look up the price now before because there's a chance the price may go up. Remember, Amazon Prime Day allows a lot of people to jump on and start shopping when they usually don't. Like a lot of people are not going to be shopping this weekend. They're going to wait for Prime Day. So that now allows a whole group of a whole slew of traffic. They might up the price. Tech products like laptops and game consoles, they say skip it on Prime Day. Best laptop deals are usually offered back-to-school sales. That's according to U.S. News and World Report. I need a new laptop. They also say hold off buying a video game console and wait until Black Friday or Cyber Monday. See, I usually say buy after Christmas. The after-Christmas sales are, I think, the best. Toys. They say avoid buying toys for your child or grandchild on Prime Day. The best toy deals are given weeks just before Christmas when most are in stock and on sale. I think toys are jumped up. I told you I wanted to buy a bike. I came in the Wednesday before Black Friday. I asked the guy to bring down the bike for me for my kid. I don't want to mention the place even though I have before. He said, no, it'll be cheaper. It'll be $10 cheaper on Black Friday. Come back, come at 6 a.m. I'll get the bike down for you. You'll see it's cheaper. So I came back, was there at 5:55. Went to the store, when it opened at 6, he was gone, and the bike was gone, and all the other bikes are $20 more. So I do not trust Black Friday deals. I don't. They say also be careful of these bundle deals that they do. A lot of times you don't need everything in the bundle. So if you don't need it, just get the one or two things you need. So Prime Day, pretty cool stuff. I know people like to shop, but remember, we need to start being in saving money mode. I can't express that enough. If there are things you don't need, don't buy them. All right, people try to justify, well, you know, but it's on sale, so I'm saving money. Be careful. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? Right now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.